Savitri, Book 7, Canto 4, The Triple Soul Forces, page 519. I have seen the ways of life, the paths of mind. I have studied the methods of the ant and ape, and the behavior learnt of man and worm. If God is at work, his secrets I have found. But still, the cause of things is left in doubt. Their truth flees from pursuit into a void. When all has been explained, nothing is known. What chose the process? Whence the power sprung? I know not, and perhaps shall never know. A mystery is this mighty nature's birth. A mystery is the elusive stream of mind. A mystery is the protean freak of life. What I have learned, chance leaps to contradict. What I have built is seized and torn by fate. I can foresee the acts of matter's force, but not the march of the destiny of man. He is driven upon paths he did not choose. He falls, trampled, underneath the rolling wheels. My great philosophies are a reasoned guess. The mystic heavens that claim the human soul are a charlatanism of the imagining brain. All is a speculation or a dream. In the end, the world itself becomes a doubt. The infinitesimal's jest mocks mass and shape. A laugh peals from the infinite's finite mask. Perhaps the world is an error of our sight, a trick repeated in each flash of sense. An unreal mind hallucinates the soul with a stress vision of false reality, or a dance of Maya veils the void unborn. Even if a greater consciousness I could reach, what profit is it then for thought to win a real which is forever ineffable, or hunt to its lair the bodiless self, or make the unknowable the target of the soul? Nay, let me work within my mortal bounds, not live beyond life, nor think beyond the mind. Our smallness saves us from the infinite. In a frozen grandeur, alone and desolate, call me not to die the great eternal death, left naked of my own humanity, in the chill vast of the spirit's boundlessness. Each creature by its nature's limits lives, and how can one evade his native fate? Human I am, human let me remain, till in the inconscient I fall dumb and sleep. A high insanity, a chimera is this, to think that God lives hidden in the clay, and that eternal truth can dwell in time, and call to her to save ourself and world. How can man grow immortal and divine, transmuting the very stuff of which he is made? This wizard gods may dream, not thinking men. And Savitri heard the voice, the warped answer heard, and turning to her being of light, she spoke. Madonna of light, mother of joy and peace, thou art a portion of myself put forth to raise the spirit to its forgotten heights and wake the soul by touches of the heavens. Because thou art, the soul draws near to God. Because thou art, love grows in spite of hate, and knowledge walks unslain in the pit of night. But not by showering heaven's golden rain upon the intellect's hard and rocky soil can the tree of paradise flower on earthly ground, and the bird of paradise sit upon life's boughs, and the winds of paradise visit mortal air. Even if thou rain down intuition's rays, the mind of man will think it earth's own gleam, his spirit by spiritual ego sink, or his soul dream, shut in sainthood's brilliant cell, where only a bright shadow of God can come. His hunger for the eternal thou must nurse, and fill his yearning heart with heaven's fire, and bring God down into his body and life. One day I shall return, his hand in mine, and thou shalt see the face of the Absolute. Then shall the holy marriage be achieved. Then shall the divine family be born. There shall be light and peace in all the worlds.